Good day and welcome to the Eagle Online. I'm John Moore, and on the phone this morning, nothing short of a rock and roll legend, Mr. Graham Nash. Graham, welcome to the Eagle.
Thank you very much, John. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. You guys are coming to town. Your buddies, David Crosby and Stephen Stills, are going to be at Ruth Eckert Hall this Saturday night. We're looking forward to that show.
One of the great halls in the world.
It really is. I mean, every seat is a good seat, and it just sounds perfect in there. It's going to be a great venue for you guys.
It's an incredible sounding hall. We played the Ruth Eckert many, many times and had a great time every single time.
That's awesome. Well, Graham Nash, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the Hollies and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. You're in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. You're a renowned photographer and author. That's quite a list of achievements. What's in the future for Graham Nash, or what's important for you to still accomplish?
Well, let's just start with, I hope my wife and my family and my grandchildren are all fine and healthy and creative. And for me, personally, it's creation. I have to create something every single day so I can sleep at night.
That makes sense. Well, you guys have been together for over 45 years now. How do you remain friends when so many other groups have, you know, melted down over personal issues?
I think one of the reasons is that we don't spend 24/7 together and bore each other and piss each other off. We just, we manage to keep our relationship fresh. Because I don't see David every single day. I don't see Stephen every single day. When we're together on tour, of course, I see them every single day. But, there are times that I don't see them for a couple of months. And I think that helps keep our relationship fresh.
Yeah, that makes sense. I saw you guys on Jimmy Fallon last month, and I was amazed at how good Jimmy Fallon did with his Neil Young impersonation. I thought he nailed it. Did you have any feedback from Neil on that?
We didn't get any feedback from Neil, but David told Jimmy that he should come and play stadiums with us.
But, yeah.
From the back row, we'd only be an inch high anyway. Nobody would know that it
was. Oh, he was funny, wasn't he? Oh, I thought he was hilarious. I mean, he just nailed that. He just kind of got into character.
I know. I have great respect for Jimmy Fallon. I think he's a brilliant man.
He's very talented. Well, you guys are very talented, too, and you've just released the CSNY 1974 box set. That's an impressive collection. I loved watching it. You got 40 tracks on 3 CDs and a bonus DVD. You've got to be very proud to share that with fans now.
I am. I'm very proud of it. And the truth is, John, that you would never have seen it if I wasn't proud of it. I took a great deal of care with it. I did it for history. My fellow producer Joel Bernstein and our engineer Stanley Johnson, I think, did a very fine job of presenting fans of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and new listeners of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young with a wonderful concert.
I think that's a key right there, because there's a lot of young folks just learning about this music. I've got two little boys that are 5 and 6, and they're getting into Crosby, Stills, Nash and all the classic hits that we play on the Eagle.
I love that. That's fantastic. And life goes on, right?
It does. It does, and it's amazing. Well, we're going to have a link here on our website where folks can buy this box set. Also, ticket information about the show this Saturday night at Ruth Eckert Hall. Now that you're older and wiser, what do you enjoy about touring as opposed to, say, I don't know, 20 years ago or more?
I think the same thing is happens. We love to make contact with people. We love to communicate. That's what we are. We're communicators. We're bringing, subjects to the stage that people might not have thought about. We help them fall in love with their partners. We help them through life, because we're only helping ourselves. When we write songs, it's only to help ourselves. And we figure that if we're helping ourselves, then we stand a chance that we can help somebody else too.
Well put. Once again, we're talking with Graham Nash of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. They'll be at Ruth Eckert Hall this Saturday night. I'll be out there to bring you guys on. I'm looking forward to it. Now, the last time I saw you perform was, I think, 92. I was in Milwaukee working in radio, and I was coming backstage with a winner. This is one of my favorite stories to tell people. It was the Summerfest, and I was going up the elevator with this winner and just making small talk in the elevator, and asked what he did for a living. He said he's a DEA agent, and he showed me his badge. Oh, my God, Graham, you wouldn't believe the panic that went through me. I was thinking, oh, my God, I'm bringing this DEA agent backstage to where there's a band that might have some history with drug use. But, of course,
that's a very funny story, man. Did we know that?
I don't think so. I don't think he revealed that once we were there. And I was just like, I'm not going to say a word. And, of course, there was nothing to worry about. We all had a great time chatting with you guys.
Yeah, people are important to us. Every single member of our audience is important to us.
Right.
It, you know, because it's hard to earn money nowadays. And, you know, the fact that they pay money to come and see us is an incredible compliment these days.
And everybody's a fan. This guy was just a rabid fan, was so excited. And so was I. That was my first time I got to see you guys perform, and I was really blown away.
I think you'll really love the show at Ruth Eckert, man. We've been fabulous lately. I'm not a man to blow smoke up our own shirt, you know.
But right.
We've been really good lately. We have a bunch of new songs that we're going to sing. Obviously, we feel a responsibility to our audience to play, you know, Guinevere and to play Our House and to play all the stuff that people love. But our audience loves us for the fact that they may hear a song that was written this morning.
Well, and the voices are still there. It sounds great from what I heard on Jimmy Fallon.
Yep, we're still rocking.
That's awesome. Well, now, you've written an autobiography, I guess you put it out last year, Wild Tales of Rock and Roll Life. I'm thinking that lifestyle back in the 60s and 70s had to be dangerous. I mean, with all the prolific amount of drugs around, it's a wonder that anybody survived. How did you make it out?
Life is dangerous, period, even today.
Yeah.
It's insane. How about that young girl in Florida that was walking along the beach and all of a sudden got hit by a plane?
Oh, it's incredible.
Insane, right? Life is insane. Life is incredibly dangerous, but you can't let fear run your life.
Right.
You have to go at life with an open heart and demand of the universe that something magic happens to you today.
Graham, that's a great insight. I appreciate you taking the time with us. I know our time's about done here, but looking forward to see you this Saturday night at Ruth Eckert Hall. It is Crosby, Stills, and Nash, a show you just don't want to miss.
I'm looking forward to the Ruth Eckert Hall, man. It's a great place to play. Thank you, John.
All right, safe travels.
Bye-bye. You too.